Okay, this is recording now.
If you see two cars in the driveway, the cover is at mine. Okay. I took the dog out for a walk yesterday. Winter was 18 degrees warm. Probably not.
We're signing it over here.
We'll do our best. Okay. We'll try to go through this.
How are you?
My experience in the they rarely start.
That actually makes it interesting.
We're big boys. So I wanted to bring Ryan.
He's 6'5", 300 pounds. Just this massive human being. He used to play minor league baseball. And he has this great look. And we're going to have a little bit of fun with it. That would have been fun. Well, I am not intimidated here. Sure. He is.
Hey, you must be Joe. Nice to meet you, Joe.
Just for a second, I don't know if you can see it. If you don't have any proxies, we'll get you a ballot.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Okay. He's a member of my team.
I've got some, but I haven't. Oh, yeah, no, I got her.
Did you get hers?
Yes. There's 10 here.
But she might be here. She should have.
Hi. All right. I hope there's a. If we need more chairs, she said there's some in there.
Hey Vince, how you going?
Good.
That's when I used to.
Where are you signing?
Thank you. Yeah.
There's so many people here. I'm thinking about putting my mask on.
Because you have some props.
Right, I have a bunch of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to turn mine in, I think, over there. I'm
going to
fill it out.
Hi, we're signing it over here. I'm just going to sign in here, too, just in case.
Okay.
And see if my battery.
If you have a board, we can string along and put it in there. I got a strip.
Okay, and then the second item is we need everyone's email address. So if you probably give me your email address, you're fine. If I don't have your email address, we can't communicate. We had trouble getting email from the previous company. So when you sign in, if you don't have your email address, then get your email address over here. You can do that.
Right.
Anyway, and then the last thing is you get your account square account number over here as you sign in. And then
thank you.
All right, we're going to get started on your session.
There's some sort of feedback.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Let me turn my.
All right, so it's way over there. Come over here. Yeah, when we're starting out, the ballots coming in.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to have them before the board over here looking to see how we're voting.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I didn't mean to influence anybody. Everyone stays over here.
That's board member. And actually, Vincent, we're having the board members up here.
She may actually end up right here because of her laptop.
Okay, that's fine. And then Keith, you just tell me when we're ready and I'll get started. Where anybody wants that?
I'll go look. Excuse me.
Okay. We're looking to see if anybody's lost out in the parking lot.
Okay, I think we're ready. And it is 7:09 p.m. And I'm Joe Gaines. I work for Goodwin Management. I'm your property manager. And then the board members are Vincent Falcon sitting down, Keith Lindsay standing up, and Molly Sauls-Waddell. All right, I practiced that. And those are our board members. And Molly, are you the secretary? Are you going to take the minutes?
It's being recorded, so I'll take the minutes.
I'm the vice president.
Okay.
She's the VP on the president's secretary, but they'll be
there. Okay, so then I can. Okay, anyway, we have a few administrative things to take care of. First of all, with Matt Quorum, we had to have 28 proxies and homeowners present. And so we have way more than we need. So this is an official annual meeting. And so then item number two is a review and approval of the 2021 annual meeting minutes. I don't know if everyone was picking up this packet. This is what we're going to talk about tonight. Right. So what's in this packet is last year's minutes. So we're going to have everyone look at page two and look at last year's minutes and make sure we all agree with it. That is one that looks like.
I'll get
one.
Okay. I'm just going to hand them all.
All right.
All right, here you go. Thank you. Normally we would have the secretary read the minutes, but I can kind of paraphrase them. Last year on February 17th, about almost a year ago, the main event was that Keith was elected to the board of directors. And that was the significant item of business. We still need to have a homeowner vote on this. All in favor of passing the minutes as they are in front of you, just hold your hand up or say aye. And then does anyone have any corrections? It looks like we have a creative spelling of February, mm-hmm. But other than that correction, is there any opposition to passing these minutes? Okay, so the record will reflect that we have unanimous approval of the minutes. All right, and then the next segment is the report of the board of directors. And so anyone on the board wants to speak, I'll step aside so you're on the Zoom video.
I'll say a few words.
Okay. All right.
Most of this will end up in the, is going to be in the newsletter when the newsletter comes out.
But it's just kind of a synopsis of what we did this year. It was a long, hard-fought year for sure. I was elected to the board in February. The the margin of victory was 70 votes. And then we had the first special meeting in Bradford Park's history. And that special meeting, it took us 6 months to finally get it through. And we had it on September 15th. We needed 127 votes to get rid of, or to remove, I should say, Troy Ivanovich from the board. And we had 134. And we needed 118 to get to remove Keith Schmidt. And we had 124. So those two were removed. Then on September 29th, I appointed Molly to Troy Ivanovich's unexpired term, which will expire January of 2023. And I appointed Vince to Keith Schmidt's unexpired term, which should have expired last month, but didn't because of a very troubled transition between Connect Community Management and Goodwin. And no, it wasn't Goodwin's problem. It wasn't their fault. It was CCM's. Let's see what else. We also had our first social event in over 3 years. And that was December 4th in the park. And it was well attended and well appreciated from what I can tell. We also had, we've also got rid of the landscaping contract that everyone was complaining about and didn't like. And we got rid of that finally. And I want to compliment Vince Falcon for picking up the slack and actually doing a lot of the maintenance on that area that gets mowed on High Country. He's been doing the lion's share of that work, almost all of it. And so I want to say that. Also want to thank Alvaro Quintaro and Lee Stallnecker for removing those bushes at the entrance of Bradford Park and High Country. We appreciate it a whole lot. There was a couple of, I think it was asparagus bushes?
Agaves,
okay. And they, when they die, they just have these huge shoots that shoot up and it really looked bad. And so they took care of it for us and didn't charge us or anything. It was great. Same thing with Vince. Vince hasn't charged us or anything. It's just awesome. We had more board meetings last year than we've had in the last 4 years. Since 2018, 2018, 2019, 2020, there was only one board meeting a year. Our documents require us to have at least 4 board meetings a year, quarterly. We had, since we took over, we had one on the 29th, one on September 29th, one on October 28th, and another one on December 15th. And if all goes well, we hope to have another one shortly after this annual meeting to set the agenda for the year and kind of, you know, do like a post-mortem on the annual meeting so everyone knows what's going on. Also want to thank Veronica Bonilla for translating various letters and flyers for our Spanish-speaking friends here in the association. It's been great. It's like we can reach people that we wouldn't normally be able to reach because yours truly can't speak a lick of Spanish. Let's see what else. Also want to thank Dee Dee Stallnecker and Molly Salzwedel for reviving the newsletter. And I look forward to seeing what that, when it comes out, I think it's like next month, 15th of March. I'm looking forward to see what comes out in that. You'll see my letter in there as well. And of course, then there's this annual meeting here at Faith Baptist Church that we're having right now. So we've done a lot this year. A couple of things that you don't know that have happened. On the 28th of October, Troy Fielding, who was then the property manager, foisted upon us a contract for Lansis Inc., which was Troy Ivanovich's landscaping company, and said that they had had a contract that they approved before I became a board member. It was, I think, the 15th of January of 2021. But we asked them, when did you have bids? Where's the bids? Because Texas Property Code 209.0052 requires that they have bids. And he says, well, they were verbal. Well, we talked to our attorney, and our attorney said, no, that doesn't work. That's void. So that's been voided. The
in the meantime, so there was a discrepancy between us and Mr. Ivanovich, because he did some work after we sent him a certified letter, which he declined to pick up. I'm not sure why, can't prove anything, but he declined to pick it up. So I actually still have it in my filing cabinet at home. And he lawyered up and contacted our HOA attorney, and our HOA attorney advised us that if you do work for whatever and have a reasonable expectation of payment, then you need to pay that per Texas law. So I got with the attorney, as did Molly and Vince, and Molly and I have agreed to pay for October only, because that was the month that he did work, provided that if he signs the check, that ends the relationship between us and him. We haven't heard back from our attorney, so I'm assuming our attorney hasn't heard back.
Give them feed.
And then
give them all grain feed.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Did you give them all oatmeal?
Yeah.
Oh, what about the tops?
Then you're talking.
Feed the tops.
And then
okay.
On December 13th,
these,
Troy Fielding
put any of the Teddy stuff in
contract. And
did you put the?
I can try.
The calf manna in with the babies.
Are there only three people?
It's like a small.
I'm not sure.
Well, do you know how many folks are on the Zoom call?
But I'm two of them, so.
So 10.
Can you mute whoever's making noise?
I just turned the volume down on this. So no problem. Sorry about that, folks. So Troy Fielding foisted upon us on December 13th, a 6-year contract that, again, he said was signed before I became a board member. And he said that, you know, it was perfectly legal. Well, we again talked to our attorney, and our attorney said there's no bids with that. So it failed Texas Property Code Section 209.0052. And it also, our bylaws only allow 4 1-year contracts with a management company or any company for that matter. So he decided to send us what's the word I'm looking for? An invoice saying that he would let us go because even though our attorney told him this is void, he decided that he's going to send us an invoice anyway, saying that his contract was valid for another 5 years. And so in his opinion, it was worth at least $80,000. And
how much was it worth total?
I don't know. I'd have to go and add that up. But basically he's right, because again, our attorney told us that it didn't pass the Texas property code test. It also didn't pass our bylaws, because our bylaws actually mean something. How about that? So
that's a good question. Does that property code trump our bylaws? They claim for the last 5 years that state code trumps anything in our bylaws.
Let me get to that in a second there. Okay. So what happened is that we got with our attorney. Our attorney told us it was void. He's been holding all of our documents, because CCM was the manager of the property manager for Bradford Park. And so we ended up having to meet with Goodwin and our attorney and the three of us. And Molly and I decided to move on and let them have our stuff, because the attorney told us it would cost between $3,000 and $20,000 to get our documents back. And the other thing is that the previous board didn't also annual audits. So in order to have the annual audits, you have to have the data. If you don't have the data, you can't have the audits. And those audits run somewhere around $2,500 a piece. I think there's 5 of them that need to be done.
That's not true. They run $1,500.
$1,500 a piece? Okay, well, I was told $2,500.
So basically, you told us $2,500, and when we all met and started talking about it, you said $2,500 to $3,000 when we all met. Molly's house.
Originally, that was the original, but I actually talked to the auditor that had our information in 2018, 19, 20. They charged us $1,500.
They charged $1,500.
Okay. So it's still a bunch of money. And again, spending between $3,000 and $20,000 just to get your documents. And then And that's legal action. That's suing CCM for that, because CCM isn't giving anything back. They just, Troy Fielding's not going to do that. Not yet. He hasn't answered anything that we've sent him so far. So
did the attorney ask him?
The attorney told him.
Been in touch with anybody, and I don't think he's to return in his phone calls.
Yeah, the attorney advised us that our best course of action was to ignore him and to move on. And that's pretty much what we've done.
I believe Fielding said everything's going to go through his attorney. Is what he had told.
Right. He did say that.
Any correspondence with him about this situation was going to have to go through his attorney.
Right.
That's what he said.
And to answer your question about Texas property code, allows for a board member, provided they follow a very rigid set of rules, to have a contract with an association. And the rules are, there have to be written bids. They have to have no access to the written bids. They also can't be part of the discussion on the approval of the contract, and they also can't vote on it. And we don't know about those last three, how it went with the previous board, but we do know there were no written bids. At least they haven't been presented to this point. Now, as far as our bylaws actually matter in the fact that contracts can only be 1 year with Bradford Park. So in that respect, Texas property code is silent on how many years you can have a contract with an association. So our bylaws then pick up from there. Yes, ma'am.
What kind of documents is he holding on?
Well, all of our financial records. There's also, from what I understand, a box of old records. I'm not sure what those are. All of the proxies and things from previous years for the last, I don't know, between 4 and 7 years. The budget that we approved in December, which if you don't have the budget, we had to actually have Goodwin provide us with a new one, which is actually better than what we approved in December. And stuff like that, but we have managed to, we don't have all of our invoices. We got the invoices up to October of last year, but November and December, we don't have invoices. That would be something I would like to get. I was, however, able to procure from one of the employees of Connect Community Management, the financials for December. And so I think, and we're gonna have to discuss that with Goodwin, but I think we've got enough information so that we can actually have an audit for 2021. But again, we're going to have to look at that. But that's what's been going on behind the scenes. And as a part of that, Connect Community Management was in charge of all of the banking. They literally could write a check and it just went through. And they would write themselves a check every month and they print out an invoice or, you know, give themselves an invoice and all of that. And so one of the first questions the attorney had for us was, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna ask, did he give us the money back?
For
money? Did we get all of the money
here? I'm getting to that.
Okay.
There's been no audit stuff.
So what happened is all of the money is put in a lockbox, and there were three separate accounts. There was a petty cash, a reserve, and an operating account. And so we immediately seized control of the bank according to what the attorney told us to do. I got with the bank and Vince and I, we seized control of the bank. All three of us had to sign signature cards. So we actually have ability to write a check on the HOA stuff, the board members do. And we immediately transferred the reserve and the petty cash to Goodwin. And we waited until January 31st before we transferred the operating account. And the reason was, is that CCM, Troy Fielding, had sent out the notices of dues in January and where to send your dues. And people were sending their dues in. And so we wanted to get with Goodwin so that they could send everyone a letter saying, here, we're the new property management company, send your dues here. And I also put it on bphoa.info. So if you want to go there, it's up in the upper right-hand corner, where to send your dues. And then we cut it off on the 31st and transferred all that money. I think it was over $97,000 over to Goodwin. So Goodwin has all of our finances right now in their management I think it's a lockbox, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, management lockbox, but it's for our benefit. So, yes.
What happened to the money that was paid to the former management company?
The money that was paid to the former management company?
For this year that were paid to the...
That was those go into those that lockbox?
I got two invoices. I got one from CCM and uh-huh. one from Google. And it was only a fluke that I hadn't paid CCM.
Okay.
Only because I had been reading all the emails that had been sent out.
Right.
And maybe I won't do that. But what happened to all the monies that were paid to CCM?
That's part of that went into that operating account. That was under CCM, and on the 31st of January, it was transferred over to Goodwin. So those that money didn't stay with CCM. It was transferred over to Goodwin.
Okay. That's
so a good it was a great question. Thank you. So that's what we've done with the, that's what happened to the money. Yes?
Before you go on this story, for you to understand, CCM owns the property of our files. Is that why we can't-
Physically, they have it.
Legally, we
haven't actually met as a board, and that's what I'd like to do shortly after this, to see if we can as a board decide whether or not we're going to have the attorney send a demand letter for all of our stuff.
For the $3,000 to $20,000 to pay lawyer fees to retrieve the stuff, or is that to pay him?
It's $3,000 to $20,000 to sue him for our stuff.
Understood.
That's what the attorney told us.
Little clarification on that. He said that the association owes him money. The association said, no, we don't, or at least give us information and cooperate with Goodwin, and then we'll pay for that last month. He never did cooperate at all. He stated in the email, there will be no cooperation from me until you pay whatever money it was that he was wanting. So, when we told the attorney, or John told the attorney, he's not cooperating, he says, well, let's just bypass him. Find out what it would take from Goodwin that we can just bypass him and move on.
And just so you guys know, the attorney told me, because I talked to him on the phone, he told me, his name's Clint Brown, by the way, and he told me, he says, look, he says, you can sue to get your stuff back. He says, but it's a long, arduous, hard-fought process. It takes a long time and it's extremely expensive. And I asked him, how much is it? He said, between $3,000 and $20,000. It's possible it could go higher than that. And that's just to get our data. That's just to get our stuff, right? And so he said his recommendation, the attorney, Clint Brown's recommendation was for us to see if we could work around it with Goodwin, which is what we've done. And so we've done some extra things behind the scenes, like looking up every person's address at Williamson County and providing that to Goodwin. And is Goodwin's also, I think, part of the sign-in sheet, asked for folks' email address, because they have a product called Town Square, and that's how Goodwin communicates with everyone. So if you haven't given him your email, that's a really good idea. So that's pretty much where we're at right now, is as far as the HOA and where things are right now. I've had a few people talk to me where one person actually paid their dues in advance, and I told her, get me copies of where you paid that, because again, we don't have historical data. CCM's holding that. I said, give me the your proof of that, and I will make sure that it gets credited to Goodwin. And I've had another person who said, asked me if they had, because they wasn't sure if they paid their dues prior to the transition, and I went and looked it up, and I told her, no, I don't see it. So she needs to pay her dues. But that's the deal. That's what's going on. And that's kind of all I have right now. So any questions?
So we've done our proxies. What else does he have that would be worth us spending $20,000?
In my opinion, nothing. The only thing that would be useful would be audit information, like financials. But again, I asked. Well, I asked the attorney, what about our previous audits that they didn't do? I asked Clint Brown that. And he said, look, if you don't have the data, you can't have the audits. And he says, you know, you can actually, as a board at the next board meeting, which we haven't had one since December, put that out that we don't have the data, so we can't have the audits. Now we may have enough for 2021, but again, I have to get with Goodwin. So does the board.
So we could be fishing for a hole that's nothing there, just a bunch of boxes.
I wouldn't speculate that. So if you have someone who is holding all proxy information, managing the money, mismanaging the money, and now holds all the paperwork for the auditor, is that all bundled together?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's one of the reasons we wanted to get rid of, one of many reasons we wanted to get rid of CCM, because there was no treasurer appointed to the HOA. There still isn't. We could appoint a treasurer to oversee that kind of stuff. And it's probably a good idea. That's what was exactly. They were acting as treasurer. But it's, I mean, again, if you want to spend between $3,000 and $20,000, you got to realize the HOA brings in. Let me finish. The HOA brings in, if everyone pays, and not everyone does, about $47,000 a year. So if you're going to spend $20,000, you're talking almost half of the dues for 1 year.
So far, the entire expenses spent every year, whatever the dues are, spent in full every year?
No. What is it spent? Because there's a budget, and I think we reduced the expenses for this year, because we went with Goodwin and Company. They're cheaper than CCM, and they provide better service than CCM, and they're not corrupt like CCM. So that was all why we did that. So if we don't want, I think their management fee per month is $900. And then there's some incidentals that come in with that too. But CCM's was something like, and it varied because I could not really pin it down, somewhere around $1,200 a month, I think, plus incidentals. Like, and he would itemize everything from, like, you know, how many envelopes he had, how many pieces of paper he used, and things like that. Any meetings that went over a certain time limit were billed at $95 an hour, which, to be fair, Goodwin has that same rate. But if we don't go over 2 hours for, like, this meeting, it's included.
So what is the audit, if we were able to obtain the paperwork, lend insight to how much we could in reverse countersue for those funds to replenish the HOA funds?
Again, if you sue, again, I'm going by what the attorney told me. The attorney told me that, in his opinion, it wasn't worth doing because, I mean, it's a very, very expensive, time consuming, and hard fought. Yes, Jamie.
Yeah, just to add a little bit more to that on what's happened. Apparently, CCM started an audit, and you've been said, in 2017.
It started several audits.
So they started an audit in 2017. They couldn't finish the audit because they asked CCM for some items. CCM wouldn't give it to them, either wouldn't or couldn't.
That's my point.
Right? So they wouldn't cooperate with it, right?
So let's turn on family.
If you couldn't get it done then,
let's just turn on patio lights.
What you need for it, you're not going to get it from them now.
Why not?
That's just my opinion. How are you going to get them to cooperate and give something that they wouldn't even give when they're trying to do an audit in 2017?
Lack of cooperation allows you to scapegoat and, like, get out of the whole situation. So if they misuse a lot of money over a large period of time, we don't hold them down.
What we've come to find out was, that with the lack of regulation in the state and everything, they really hold all the cards. That's why our best option was to get rid of them, right? My recommendation for this and for the audits was, if he was doing something fraudulent, he was probably doing it all the way up until the time we kicked him off, right? So my recommendation was, let's do 1 or 2 years, right? You know, you're 21, and if something pops up with those within that time, because I think I don't think you're going to find anything. I think he's smart enough. He's holding all the books, he's holding all the money, he's writing checks to himself. I don't think you'll find anything. But if you do, that's when you can go, okay, now let's look at it under a bigger blanket, or turn it over to the state and let the state handle it, because that's criminal charge.
Again,
there's no reason for us to spend $20,000.
I agree.
We can do 1 or 2 years and see if we find something, and then delve into it further. That was my.
So here's the problem with that. Our documents require your audits.
There's no, that's not an option. The management company and the attorney both said you don't have to. So state law says that.
Absolutely not true.
That's what the attorney said.
No, it's required.
Your idea of going back 2 years may not work because if everyone knows that you're watching him and he's on his way out, that's going to happen.
I don't think he knew he was on his way out back in February of 2021. He told you that our special meeting was a fool's errand and we managed to pull it off. Yes, ma'am.
I'm on the board, I'm the secretary.
You seem to have a very different perspective and viewpoint on everything that has been said so far.
It's true.
Is it possible that you can have
3 minutes?
He'll get 3 minutes because he's a candidate for election.
It'll probably be more than that because people are going to have questions.
Probably. Yeah.
So we'll have a question and answer with it.
Because those are the countries that Russia, Belarus, which from a military perspective is the same as Russia, as well as.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you send me an email and I can look up your through the lockbox. I'm pretty sure your dues have been paid because we got lockbox reports from the bank. And if your name was in the lockbox report, it told us how much you paid. And so I'm pretty sure yours was on there, but I'll check.
Yeah, okay. I'll just send you an email. I think you gave me. I have your email.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I paid two before we switched over. And it went straight to the bank and they CCM. And I believe that y'all already cut them off at that time.
Yeah, we actually locked CCM out. They actually were like the managing agent. They were the managing agent over the funds, but we locked them out to where they couldn't touch a thing. They couldn't write a check. They couldn't do electronic funds transfers. They couldn't do ATM banking. They couldn't do anything.
When was that?
It was in late December. That's when we were told by the attorney that we needed to get control because we got the contract from Mr. Fielding, and he says the first thing the attorney told us was who's controlling the bank account. We're like, well, he is. He goes, well, that's a problem. Then he asked me, well, who's the board with the Secretary of State? What does the Secretary of State have for, you know, your board members? And it was the old board members that we removed in September. So I had to file paperwork with our attorney to get that updated at the Secretary of State's office. So it's the three of us.
Okay, well, is there a reason that you didn't go ahead at the point in time that you got on the board file that paperwork?
We didn't know. We did not know that we had to do that. It wasn't until we talked to our attorney and he was trying to foist a 6-year contract of which 1 year would have elapsed that we knew we were in trouble. We had no idea. And we just took over in September. So we've had, like I said, one contract after another. And then when he foisted that contract on us in December, we were like talking to me. We literally talked, he foisted it on us on the 13th. We talked to our attorney on the 15th.
And we took care of it as soon as we were.
Yeah, I was moving as fast as possible. And it took until the end of the month before we could lock, because I had to contact the bank, had to prove who I was. We got signature, digital signature cards for the three of us. I had to send notarized letters that me and Vince signed twice to get this done and had to send it to them, not only electronically, but also had to FedEx the originals to the bank so that they had everything they needed. So it took a little bit of time. Okay.
So the contracts from the landscaping that they invoice you for, will we be paying anything on those? And
paid for work done.
We haven't actually paid for the October That was because he lawyered up. He talked to our attorney. Our attorney said, look, he did the work in October. We refused to pay him in September for it, or I'm sorry, October for it. And he said, look, he's already done the work. Texas law says if someone does work and they have the reasonable expectation of being paid, you better pay them because you'll lose. If you go to court, you will lose. Even on a void contract, which I was like, I mentioned that. I even said, look, these are the reasons this thing's void. And we've been fighting this all year. Do you still recommend we pay it? And he said, yes. So the last thing I have heard, which is, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, is the attorney contacted us. Molly and I voted to pay for October only, but if and only if they sign that check, you know, Mr. Ivanovich signs that check, that ends the relationship with us. So he can't come at us for another, you know, more money for his void contract.
I'd like to add to that. So I actually have access to the bank account. Mr. Ivanovich can pay every month since October.
I have not seen that. You'll have to show me that.
Okay. If you approve that contract, they're overpaying.
Then send me proof of that.
No one's approved the contract.
What are you talking about? I know the contract is valid.
Right.
First of all. Second of all, we stopped that contract back in September.
Correct.
We gave him proper notice. If you pay
we did.
Now, we're going to set a precedent for.
I am doing. I am following what our attorney told us.
The attorney just gave you advice. He did not directly.
I am not an attorney. And if the HOA attorney tells me that this is, that he recommends we do this, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, CCN had paid him up until, except for 1 month. You're talking about 1 month. CCN had already paid the contract. And then when we got control of the board, then y'all said, send him a termination letter, right? As of whatever it was on the first, your contract's terminated. Now,
and
did he not pick that one up either or something, right?
Well, I think
he said it's still the termination letter, still valid.
Back in October, I asked for all of the invoices for the last 4 years. And I got them from CCM. The invoice in question for Lansis Inc., which is Troy Ivanovich's company, was in October, and it came at the same time, but it was separate. And we had a board meeting. You can actually watch it on bphoa.info. And we voted not to pay it at that time because we gave him proper notice. I actually sent him a certified letter, and I think I cannot prove, okay, that Mr. Fielding tipped him off, told him don't get that letter. The letter stayed at the post office and was returned to sender. And I put CCM as the place to send it because they were the managing agent for the HOA.
You're talking about 1 month.
Right.
You sent him a termination.
It's $1,500
and said, that's
no, I'm sorry, $1,150.
From this date forward, there's no more contract. Well, he went out and did the landscape service again for no more money.
Right, he wasn't authorized.
Right.
But he did it anyway.
1 month, it's not like you're paying a whole contract.
So correct.
The attorney said, just pay this month and the rest of the contract will be void and he's not getting it.
Correct, that's exactly right.
That's not for the rest of the contract.
No, he already said the contract was void, but
the attorney said that.
Paying for what he did, and then he's gone.
That's kind of
that's what the attorney said.
And so.
So you're saying making the payment validates the contract, right?
And in a sense, unless we fight it, unless we say, stand up and say, first of all,
but isn't that speculation? The attorney told us something.
All right, for the same work that he's doing, I got bids for $5,000 to $6,000 for each charging. 12 to 14 months plus whatever fees he had on top of that. The quotient is $16,000 to $18,000 on what historically was about $6,000. Okay, this contract is not valid. We're paying on that is outrageous to what we were before they took.
I agree with that, but I. So you want to you want to so, sue right, right. You want to sue
no,
for that.
You're saying it's cheaper to actually pay them off.
I think that we follow what the attorney said for a little bit.
Exactly.
That's what I think.
You're saying pay him $20,000.
No.
No.
Just the 1 month that he did.
But if he doesn't go away,
how much is that cost?
$1,150.
Okay, I thought you guys were saying in summary that you want $20,000.
No, I said that in order to get our documents from CCM, we're talking about Ivanovich right now and his landscaping contract. And the other thing I want to let you know is because Ivanovich and Fielding were friends, Fielding wasn't real good about when he billed or when he paid invoices. And so you'll see in the bank account and also on invoices where they doubled up on a month because they didn't pay him last month, or they'd pay him for next month and this month. You'll see that. So I think that's what you're seeing, but I can't prove that. And I've got the invoices. I've got the invoices for Lansis Inc. on bphoa.info under 2021 invoices, and it goes all the way to September. The October one I haven't put in there because we haven't paid it yet, at least as far as what I understand. So we did approve it about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
You mentioned that it was cheaper than fighting it in court.
It absolutely would be.
But he did the work. And that's why the attorney said he did the work for that month. So
hey, and Texas law says if you do the work and you're reasonably expected to get paid.
If somebody does work for you that you didn't approve it.
Let's say he doesn't get paid.
He sues us.
Then wouldn't you have grounds to counter sue?
He doesn't.
Well,
why would you want to go through all that?
Exactly.
You want to go through years and thousands of dollars?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but all we're doing, Vincent, here's the problem. This is why we're not getting offended. Okay?
Tell us.
He's talking to the attorney, the HOA attorney that is representing us. The attorney told all of y'all one thing, okay? Why not go along with the attorney's recommendation?
Because he was defending these guys during the time that they made those contracts. So there could be possible.
This is the guy that's telling them to go pound sand, in his words, that those contracts aren't valid. So if he was the longer thing,
if I'm wrong, wasn't it the same Mr. Brown that defended those contracts when we questioned him about the legitimacy of that?
Mr. Brown told me that he does not work for individual board members. He works for the HOA.
Okay.
And so at the time, they were in the majority of the board.
But it doesn't matter. Still, he represented another entity that had he actually had a responsibility to.
I'm not understanding what you mean.
So if I represented you on the board, but then you had been removed, I would still have a conflict of interest.
He didn't represent you. He didn't represent Mr. Ivanovich. He didn't represent Mr. Schmidt. He represented the HOA.
Yeah, but still,
and he still does. He still does. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I have a couple of questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Doesn't a suit for payment come under an account's name?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I could ask the attorney that question.
We have automatic liens on all the houses, so
I understand that. I'm talking about from his perspective.
Oh.
He could sue the HOA under the mechanics lien, perhaps.
Maybe. His contract was void.
Now, I have another question.
Yes, ma'am.
And Molly and Vincent, you all have been placed in a position of being board members for our HOA.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears, from my perspective on the mountain,
mm-hmm.
that you guys are in extreme conflict with each other.
Is
that true?
We are, Molly and I are in conflict with Vince right now. Yes.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that is not what you were elected to do. And if in fact you're on the board and you're asking the questions you're asking, I mean, you're endeavoring to tell everybody here what has happened, or you are unaware of what has happened, which tells me that you weren't involved in the decision making. Now, which is it?
That's partially true.
I have given him every email that I have been party to. I've given him every email.
Have you all met, the three of you together?
We meet at board meetings.
Okay.
And it's on Zoom. And it's recorded.
They also
were you included?
I'm not included in their personal group.
Gentlemen, there is no personal stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you included in the board meetings?
In the board meetings, yes, ma'am.
Then, if that's the case, then you should be privy to all the decisions that have been made. Is that correct?
I should be, you're right.
Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Then why are you in such contention with each other?
His position has been and remains that we should go and sue to get our documents so that we can have these audits. And if there's any, just a minute, ma'am. And if there's any fraud that's brought up, then we should sue on that as well. Our position is that we just got rid of all this corruptedness from the board. And this would be extremely expensive. It would put the HOA through a lot of heartache and headache. And we'd rather just move on and try to do things for the HOA that are beneficial to everyone instead of just spending money on attorney's fees looking for corruption that may or may not be there.
Okay. My position is this.
Mm-hmm.
The three of you have to either work together or call it off. Because if the three of you are not working for the HOA and you're working for your own interest and your own decisions, then you're not working for the HOA.
Ma'am, I have been working solidly for the HOA for the last year. I literally, this has become a full-time job.
That's fine, but the three of you
mm-hmm.
have to come to some agreement.
I agree.
And it has to be in the benefit of this homeowners association. And that's what we are here tonight to learn about.
Correct.
Common interest.
But can I just add one thing to that? They have done the board meetings. Whenever they're in a board meeting, they have to be there. They're all three privy to the same information. They vote. Okay, it's the majority vote. So they have their meeting, they discuss everything at least. They vote. It was two against one.
What vote?
Did y'all vote to pay? Did the attorney ask y'all or something if you wanted to pay the? So it was 2-1 to vote for. It was 2-1 to vote for. It should have been done. It should have been over, correct? The board met. The board voted.
What did he vote on?
Okay.
And so I would
paying the last invoice for Ivanovich is what he's referring to. Well, it was an actual board meeting, but we did discuss it.
I'm Jamie. I don't know if you're on my email list. I doubt it. I'm not familiar with your name.
What is your involvement?
Oh, good. You know, I'd like to address that. So before anyone here was on the board, right? And we had Connect Management, and we had we had one guy that I don't know if anyone had ever met that was friends of the two Troys.
Keith Schmidt.
Troy Bonovich, Troy Building, everyone here, we've been to 4 or 5 annual meetings. They connived. We tried to get him on board one time, and he won. And then they said it was a tie, and then they came up with another vote that did. But regardless, we knew we wanted to get new people on the board. So we wanted to get rid of them. And I said, well, guys, we're trying to do this for a while. We got to get organized. We got to use everything on it. So I'm the one that came up with, I said, let me put a Google form on the Facebook page asking who all would be interested in getting rid of these corrupt board members and getting someone else on the board. So we met as a team,
the four of us,
a year coming up with a plan to get rid of these guys. We're all on board, we're all on the same. Thank you. And
we actually talked about accountability and making sure that these guys are held accountable for what they did. It wasn't my grandiose plan that came up for their misconduct. For violating.
We came to find that you can't get anything done unless you have control of the board, correct? Because they controlled everything, they controlled the money, they controlled the management company, everything we said, right? So we knew an annual meeting was coming around.
We canvassed like crazy, and we got Keith on. It was during the winter last year, right?
February 17th.
We have one person on the board. We got someone in there. Well, it's majority rules. The other two were in cahoots, and one of them owned the management company. So every time he tried to do something or get something, he was outvoted. And we're like, okay, well, crap. We just have to have a special meeting to get rid of the other two. So all this has been going, it took a year to get all this done, right? So we were all working together to make that happen.
So I call out with you guys. You guys didn't actually ever sit
no,
down.
You were, we had a meeting and we asked him to come over to Molly's house.
Oh,
because we needed to air it out. Why are you good? No, goodness gracious. And this is what's going on right here. He didn't show up. We said we need to air this out. And he said he couldn't come over. And to be fair, I never called you a name at all.
No, it was insinuated by.
I never said anything. Either.
Let's let.
So anyway, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just
we're going to have to move along.
Yes,
we're getting sidetracked.
You asked where we're at.
So my family has met Vincent several times over the past decade, and his participation over the HOA has given us greater insight into the movement. Of the HOA.
Mm-hmm.
So it is my belief that he has the best intentions for the decisions and opinions that he has come forward. This is why I'm interested in hearing everyone's opinion.
Right.
I'm attending, so I can hear.
Well, let me ask you this. And let me ask you this as well. Are both of you okay spending up to $20,000 just to get data back from CCM?
If we simplify and reduce it just to data, no. But if it lends insight to the misuse of so many funds that someone has been like dominating for several years, then there's an opportunity to sue his business for those funds.
I get that, but that doesn't mean you're going to, there's no guarantee you'll win.
There's no guarantee at all.
Go ahead.
I'm not advocating that we do one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
My profession, I'm a legal assistant.
Okay.
And so I'm not stupid about the law.
I'm ignorant on a lot.
I'm certainly not an attorney, and I don't advocate to be one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not addressing your decision to or not to sue.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm addressing is the inability of our board to work cohesively in behalf of this HOA. And if in fact,
Jamie, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. If in fact, Jamie, you have spent a remarkable amount of time, which I don't doubt you have, I've lived in this subdivision for 25 years. I bought one of the first houses.
Me too.
So I'm not unaware of our problems and issues. And if in fact that you have been heading up a group to endeavor to get our homeowners association on a level playing field and capable of being professional about what is done, then this product doesn't play.
That's one of my goals, one of my primary goals. However, I'm not going to go and just foist it upon you all. What I will do is I will go to the attorney, get everything written up correctly, and we will ask you, do you want to do this or do you not? And you'll get to vote. And if we get to 186 votes, which is what it would need to dissolve the HOA, then that would be what would happen. But it's not my decision. It's y'all's.
Right. And what would happen with those funds?
Well, Article 9 of our Articles of Incorporation says that it would either be dispensed equally amongst everyone, or it would be dedicated to or moved to another nonprofit that is similar purpose as this one.
Similar purpose.
Mm-hmm. There's what's been talked about,
neighborhood association, which doesn't
correct
have anywhere near as many rules and regulations,
right?
It's voluntary,
it's right,
virtually a voluntary association, but there would be an account that would have what was left of the HOA money,
right,
that they could work with to trust pay subcontractors to do whatever for the neighborhood,
correct. And we
decide that collectively.
Correct.
Yeah, that's an option. The bylaws say it's evenly distributed back to the residents, but everyone can decide what's best for everyone.
What's your long-term plan on that? I mean, it's not just as easy to get into the votes. If I handed you 100
again, I would go through the attorney, the HOA attorney, to get the paperwork drawn up and ask him, okay, what's our next step? What's our next step? What's our next step? So when it came time and we got the votes, we'd know exactly what the next step is after that. I know you have, but you haven't talked to our attorney. And that's part of what bothers me is you're going to other attorneys behind our back saying things. I talked to this attorney, the nebulous attorney that we never meet or know about. And it's like, okay, you've talked to an attorney.
Is it possible to get this attorney to be present?
I don't know. Ask him. Clint Brown, I could ask.
Attorneys are expensive.
But they are. We would be paying for his time. Something like that.
That's the dream of
actually more like $300 or $400 an hour. Yes, ma'am. She has another question.
Vincent brought a point that I would like to ask. If in fact Clint Brown was the attorney during the time that the reprobate board was in charge, and you're correct, an attorney doesn't represent a person in a group like this, it represents the entire.
That's what he's told me.
But if in fact Clint Brown did not advise that board that they were out of line with what they were doing, then I'm of the opinion that perhaps the board should consider another attorney.
I think part of that is that the previous board did not let Mr. Brown know what was going on. He can't chime in on something he has no knowledge of.
That's not
so.
So you're telling me the association attorney had no idea what the board was doing for the 5 years he represented.
As near as I can tell, the way it works is that the board contacts the attorney. The attorney doesn't contact the board.
This is, you're speculating. You don't know.
I can ask.
Do you know?
I don't. I can ask.
That's all.
Well, I can say that I've heard every one of them talk, and even me, about getting a different attorney. So this is nothing new.
Right. We've talked about that.
About, hey, we should get a different attorney. So that's not the
new. Well, Jamie, do you have an understanding of why it was never done? Why they decided not to ever get another attorney?
The previous board or us? The previous board or us?
No, y'all, not the previous.
We haven't had a chance yet. It's been one disaster after another. And we're now at the annual meeting. Again, we're going to have a board meeting shortly after this one. We can make that decision then. But I mean,
is that on the horizon for your decision?
We can put it on horizon if you'd like.
Well, I mean, is that something that you have discussed?
Not at length, but we could.
It's been mentioned.
It's been mentioned.
And they've told me that not to pursue it.
I just appreciate transparency. If they have $100-something within a meeting like this, then if they're there for an hour or two, like,
well. Well, I don't think that's going to bring out any real value.
Well, they could, because they have legal questions.
Well, yeah, I mean, from a practical business standpoint, that could constitute a confrontation.
No, not bring Clint Brown. I'm talking about here. And discuss everything with us. Let's clear this all up. Like I said, if you have an attorney attend your meeting and is dealing with all of the controversy that we're displaying here tonight, and you're going to have to file a legal bill because that attorney's not going to do it.
Exactly.
That bill's already out. We'll be there for a couple hours. They could easily bill between $400 and $800 an hour and not blink an eye.
Mm-hmm. She's absolutely right.
We need some clarity when I'm making progress.
Well, here's another option. There's actually a new law putting that we could actually, as board members, take it to court ourselves. Where the jurisdiction of recovery.
That is not what the law says. The law says that a homeowner can sue the can go to the association.
This is why we need
to. So recently they put in a new law that expands the local.
You're talking justice courts.
Yeah, justice courts.
Right. If you read that.
HOA directors are still homeowners. They right. still have that ability.
But you wouldn't be suing the contractor. You would be suing the HOA.
Well, how's that?
That's what it says.
No, a house would for a vendor that's violated. This isn't, the association is not at fault here.
I get that, but that's what the statute says, is that you would be suing the HOA, not the vendor.
This is why you need an attorney, like you were saying, present, because he's going to think one thing, he thinks another. That needs to be talked to an attorney right. and go with what the attorney said, well, right? And he's going to know. So you're... Everyone's speculating here.
Molly.
Oh, no, my job is to read the chat from the Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Okay. So Veronica says, just for the record, Keith, Molly, and Jamie have always put the best interests of Bradford Park community first. There's never been anything personal. This is an opportunity to get involved. I, for one, thank them for getting involved to help fix this mess. She's been here for 23 years. She needs to change and move forward with the new HOA.
My family sentiments are the same for Vincent, and we've been here for almost 20 years.
Well, I've been part of the team. I don't know why you guys are.
Vincent,
I've been very.
Never said anything bad about Vincent. I know we just had what he wants best for them, right? We all do. There's no one saying that he doesn't.
Molly and everybody here has the best interest at heart. However, I think there's also some personal interests. As there normally is.
I have no personal interest other than what I've stated.
Yeah, getting rid, I mean, that is your goal, right?
That's my goal, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get what I want.
Right, but still, that's still a personal.
I do what you guys ask. If you say you don't want to do that, then we'll figure something else out.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask just a silly question.
Yes, sir.
What number item on the agenda are we on?
That is a very good question.
Why don't we go ahead, Mary?
Have the election?
Well, let me.
Okay. I'm going to turn this over to Joe Gaines. Joe here.
Thank you. All right. So this is fun. This is why you have three board members. This is why we have meetings. Everyone gets to talk. You know, you guys had a... I don't want to say a bad management company, but certainly a lot of question marks. I can't say that. A little bit about Goodwin. Goodwin has been doing this. I'm sorry, Vincent, did you have something to say?
I just said there's no bad management company, there's only bad managers.
Okay. So Goodwin's been doing this since 1979. We have 800 HOAs. In Austin, we have about 1,400 HOAs. We're the Cadillac, and I'm not bragging. It's just the fact. There's no one that comes close to us. We work. I'm sorry again, Vincent. Did you have something to speak?
Associa, where do you guys stand with Associa?
Associa is bigger nationwide. We're much bigger than, and our CEO is the son of the president of Associa.
I did not know that.
Right. Not a lot of people do. So. Anyway, we know what we're doing. We're honest, been doing a long time. We put everything in these packets that the board gets so that they know where the money is. You see an example of that on the next page. The balance sheet shows how much money's in the bank. The board has this online access anytime to take a look at the money, what bills have been paid. So everything's up front, and that's why we're so big, because we know what we're doing. You know, it was bad luck of the draw. You guys had a bad management company. So anyway, that being said, I wanted to talk a little bit about, the manager's report. The main thing on that is the balance sheet. And then on the fourth set of numbers, if you're a financial person, it has the budget numbers and any bills that were paid in January. So it shows the actual amounts paid. So January, you really didn't have any bills. And then everything else is the budgeted amount. And you can follow those numbers as the months go on. I want to talk a little bit about Town Square. Has anybody signed up for Town Square in here? All right, very good. and it was easy to sign up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Town Square is wonderful. So to get on Town Square, because now we're a little short of time, I'm just going to tell you how to do it. You just go to goodwintx.com. You can just search this. We're the only thing that's going to pop up. That gets you on the Goodwin website. Then there's a menu. You push the menu button, three lines, and it will say, find my community. You type in Bradford Park and you push the hourglass. And then that gets you to the Bradford Park website. And then you go to where it says Town Square. Do you want to register an account? And you click it. If you've got your account number from the sign-in sheet over here, and you can still get it, if someone wants to get their account number, I'll pass this around. Then you can get on Town Square. It only asks you three questions. We try to make this stuff simple. What's your last name? What's your zip code? What's your account number? Boom, you're in. Then once you're in Town Square, here's what you can do. You can look at your HOA account. You can pay online. Hey, are you sure you got my payment? Well, just look. You don't have to call. You have complete control over it. Set up auto pay. You can do architecture requests. In the left column, you click Town Square Architecture Review, and you can submit online. That goes straight to the architecture committee. You can do Town Square requests. This, for me, is the most powerful. Instead of sending emails, phone calls, text messages, calling board members, you get on Town Square, you click request. Joe, the neighbor, left the trash can out, and the dog howls all night. Boom, I take care of that first thing in the morning. When I walk in the office, I turn on my laptop. Here's all my Town Square requests from various communities, and I just knock them out. So anyway, Town Square is very powerful. That's how we talk to you. That's how you're informed. That's how you knew that the meeting was tonight. Because we don't have everyone's email address, we can do US mail, which is expensive and cumbersome, or we do Town Square, and I do the announcement on there. Anyway, that's it. Did anybody have any questions about the manager's report or Town Square?
You get some trash cans out of the street?
There's new sheriff in town. Things get taken care of. Okay, so I'm going to briefly turn it back over to the board. Hopefully we don't spend a lot of time. Did anyone on the board have anything with old business or new business? I think we pretty well covered everything, didn't we? Okay, very good. Okay, the election. So we're going to have, right now we have two candidates, and we're going to allow those candidates to speak for 3 minutes if they want to.
Well, first we need to make sure no one wants to vote for the board.
But I haven't got to that point yet. Okay. Right. So then we're having an election for one board member, and you should have ballots. But the most important is, Keith?
That we, if you want to run for the board, we take nominations from the floor.
Right. So I'm going to ask twice, just so I don't miss it. Does anyone in this room want to run for the board of directors?
Anyone virtually as well?
I'm looking. Good question.
Can we get one?
No, they're
not going to win, so if they want to run, that's fine.
Yes. That's a good
point. These are the proxies that we have, so unless you have an addition somewhere that has 1,000 homes. Okay, anybody want to run for the board? All right, so moving on, we have two candidates. And those candidates are on the ballot, so you're going to vote for one of them, just circle it, and then I'm going to collect the ballots face down. I'm going to hand them to Sean. He's going to count them. He's going to add them to the total of proxies we already have. So, Vincent, because your name is alphabetically first, you've already done a lot of legwork, so hopefully you can maybe have it very short, because...
Should I do just a positive one?
You want to stand up in front of the actual folks?
Come on up.
Sean, so you can see. Would you mind passing me a pen? Tossing it, I'll catch. Go on.
So,
thank you.
Is there a mic?
Yeah, it's built into the laptop.
So I'm Vincent Falcon. I've lived in the neighborhood for the last decade and a half. I've seen a lot of things happen in our neighborhood in the last 10 years or so. I never wanted to join the board. I felt it was important, though, given the history, and it seems like there's a lot of corruption that happens within our HOA. I find it's not an HOA association that defines whether a community is good or bad. It's the people within that give it that distinction. I was kind of a catalyst in bringing this group together. It all started with my friend Troy, one of the board members who I actually respected. We used to share time together. After experiencing some of his behavior, I took notice into what was going on in our community. It led to one thing after another, and I thought it was important to get on the board and find out what's happening. I never intended to play a role on the board. I intended to understand the behavior, and more importantly, try to correct it. I'm here to prevent this from happening again. I'm not really concerned mainly about cost. I'm concerned about the future of our community, the common interest that bring us all together. I feel that there's clear indication of malpractice or malfeasance here, and we need to address that. If we don't address that, it will happen again. Now, I know that they're concerned about costs, but the cost is only one small facet of this. There are much more important things than money. This has cost me much more money in time and effort than I will ever get back. We should do this for the good of the community, not for protecting the coffers of an association, right? The association is there to protect us. If the association doesn't protect us, what good is it? What value does it bring to the community? Why should we allow it to function if it's dysfunctional? So that's pretty much all I had to say. Thank you very much.
Paul, did you want to speak?
Quick question. Which Troy did you know?
Both of them. But I knew Ivanovich a little better than most people.
Okay. You speak from up here.
Sure. Hi, my name is Paul Goldfein. As of this month, I've been a homeowner here for 24 years, bought a house when it was mostly empty lots here. Like Vince, I knew Troy, his son and my daughter went to school together, were best friends. So I grew up, our families were close years ago. And I saw some of the things going on when he was, not when he was on the board, but some of his personality things turned me away from him a long time ago, but that's neither here nor there. Like Vincent, I never really intended to be on the board, but this dysfunction we've been seeing from the old board and with the new board just made me raise up my hand and say, look, the board, it's a three-person board. You meet, you take a vote. If it's unanimous, great. If it's not unanimous, it's still the 2-1. You accept that, you move on. I personally am not in favor of this whole lawsuit thing. Even if we spend the money to get the paperwork and we bring this thing to court, there's still no guarantee we're going to win. This is not an open and shut case. We could spend thousands and thousands of dollars on this and come out as losers, and the money's gone. And what have we proven? I disagree with his statement that by not doing anything, we guarantee this is going to happen again. That is up to the people on the board and the people in this community. And if we elect the right people and we work together, this won't happen again, and it doesn't take a lawsuit. That's all I have to say. So thank you. Yes.
Wasn't that the original belief when we elected other people? Was that we elected the right people?
We actually didn't have no one stepped up to run. And so they kind of took the position. But
think is what happened.
Well,
actually,
with the other end,
I went door to door for him. So he won.
Oh, you can't miss for London.
Remember that tie?
Yeah.
Oh, the tie?
That's when I turned, when I realized I was on the wrong side.
Yeah, I, like I said, I can't guarantee, nobody can guarantee that there won't be bad apples. It happens, but I don't think that spending the association's money on a lawsuit guarantees there won't be any bad apples either. Nobody's winning in this situation, but let's work together to go forward. That's all I'm asking. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Paul. Okay, so now it's time. Everyone has a ballot. If anyone needs a pen, I've got plenty of them here. All right, so
did someone ask? Got it.
How far are we along on the CTA?
We're done.
The last part is one more comments. Okay, so
everyone's filling out the ballot. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. All
right. So, that's something that's
Okay, are there any other ballots?
Oh, all right. So
we already have quite a few proxies. So if I were NBC, I would be able to call the election now. We're still going to count these ballots, but that doesn't appear to be enough to change the outcome. So I'm going to wait for Sean to count these ballots, probably maybe 10 or 12. So we'll see how that goes. So then that concludes the election. We'll have an answer as to a winner in about 10 minutes. Now we're open to the floor. Does anyone have any other homeowner comments? Anything that you want to talk about, maybe aside from the previous management company? Yes.
Can we follow up to some of the stuff we discussed in December about adding lighting to the mailboxes?
We haven't actually talked about that because of all the other crap that's been going on. And that's something that we, that Molly and I have talked about briefly, doing it the next board meeting, bringing it up again, because we've talked about it at a board before.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We've talked about, we've explored a few things, but we just haven't come to any decisions.
Okay.
You know,
is it coming off as really expensive?
Vince was doing a lot of research on that. He'd be a good person to ask.
It depends on if you do a standard one toll, which is very expensive. If you can attach the mailbox, you use the information from the post office. But that's going to be a big expense.
Yeah. How much does it cost to, I guess, to put a steel post somewhere?
So, if you wanted $1,000.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
That's not too bad. Like
another zero.
But wait, how many? We had seven or eight.
Maybe seven.
Yeah, seven. So that's.
Yeah. Paul?
Yeah.
Has anybody knows that fence along High Country that's collapsing?
No, you're kidding.
Oh yeah, I got some photos of it. It's leaning about this.
Send me those photos, please.
Yes.
Yeah, which is not the stone?
Yes, the stone fence.
The thing is, just for historical, I used to be on the board ages ago, about 20 years ago, and that fence was crumbling back then. And the board at the time, and I was a board member, voted to fix that fence all the way from Donnell all the way up to Armrest Way. So
it was a wooden fence.
Yeah, and so we put that up there. So, but it's been 20 years since we did that, so we're probably going to do it again.
Someone's going to get hurt when that thing comes down. That's,
yeah. Yes, sir.
Back to this question about the lighting on the mailboxes. Has anyone talked to the city of Round Rock to find out if they'd be interested in helping us put up lighting?
No, but that's an excellent idea.
Encore has come out and replaced several of the poles on Grassroots Park in the last year and a half because somebody keeps running them over and knocking them down. So I know Encore will come out and fix or replace damaged equipment because that's their equipment.
Right.
City of Round Rock could contact Encore on our behalf and ask if they could set up lighting for our mailboxes, or maybe we could contact Encore and find out their take on it.
I could ask.
Okay.
Send me an email to remind me if you don't mind, please.
I will. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
There was something that was brought up in the last meeting that I thought was a good idea, but I don't think so. And that was the idea of getting their addresses painted on curbs.
Right.
And I think that would be great because I've gotten people's, I got somebody's Amazon stuff. And one night, and I went out trying to find the house, and I don't have the greatest eyes, and I honestly couldn't find the house. So I ended up driving around going, I know it's here. My phone is telling me it's here somewhere, but I couldn't see an address to save my life.
I think someone said that the paint you can actually get for free from Round Rock.
It's the Round Rock Library.
Yes.
Yeah. You can borrow a paint kit to do your driveway for, I think it's like 3 days or a week. You can borrow the paint kit, and they supply the paint. You just do the work. So go to the Round Rock Library.
I think they have lawn equipment too. It's a big program.
Yeah.
You're all with
the pen. Sorry?
Are you all with the pen?
Yes.
Are you doing on a house?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I take away? My parents are paying. We're on the corner. They were fascinated by the house. That can be something.
Yeah, we had some issues and health issues, and then unfortunately, that thing takes maintenance and a whole arc. How about a fence on there? Well, last year we put that cemetery fence up. It was just barely hanging on. I was afraid some kid was going to come up there and shake it or something. It was just going to go center. So we got to like put some repair on it. We'll see. It may come back out. But it's not really good. Yeah, it's a lot of fun for us.
Okay. All right. We have a winner. Vincent got 63 votes. Paul got 51 votes. Vincent, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bobby. Very tight race. We're going to do electronic ballots and votes in the future because this is hard. This is like going back to 1950. And,
we probably have to change the bylaws to do it because it says we can do proxy in our bylaws.
Oh, no. You can do proxy, but we do absentee ballots. Everyone does it online. It'll be just kind of click and vote. So a lot easier. Okay. So before I turn the meeting back over to the board to adjourn, does anyone have anything else they wanted to talk about? This was a great meeting, you guys. This is what makes it fun. Lively discussion. This is kind of boring congregation. So, okay, I'll turn it over to Keith to adjourn the meeting.
One more time, does anyone have anything else they'd like to talk about?
No, I do have one thing. So while I went around the neighborhood, I also took a poll on who would be open for the good discussion. I got my sampling of 70 homeowners. Out of those 70, only 5 did not want to take legal action. All of them wanted to pursue at least some sort of due consideration before making that decision of not, before making a decision of no action.
Is it possible to do that again in a public space so it's not transparent?
I would love to. Actually, we could probably set up a
poll on Town Square.
They would need all the facts.
I was just going to suggest that.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
And possibly go to
I can ask.
Yeah, I mean, can't hurt. Or at least if y'all just got the concrete facts from an
attorney. Okay.
I propose we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Second's been heard. Do everyone want to adjourn the meeting?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 2033.
Thank you.
Yep.
Close race.
I'll just tell you one thing. Well, appreciate you. Thanks. The community does more after talking to the car. I just, I don't know. You're in the middle.
Thank you. I'd be at the chair. Where are we supposed to? Oh, yeah. Not really. Well, actually, I'll use it. Why is it all
Hey man, I'm sorry you didn't win.
Thank you.
He said, I'm not well.
That's bad. I walk my dog every day and I saw that. Holy crap.
See, I'd rather spend money on stuff like that when I hear, you know, nebulous attorney crap. Oh, well.
Oh, there it is.
Well, mine, I was in the U.S. Army back in the day. Me too. That's what I said. And I ran the battalion commander's office when I was in Korea. So I didn't have one boss. I had three. The lieutenant colonel, the major, and the command sergeant major. And the command sergeant major came in from Fort Bragg, and he was under the impression that he could basically run things almost like they used to back in the day, where they could just take you out back and kick your ass. And he and I butted heads on more than one occasion.
My brother was stationed at Pope.
Oh, jeez.
And he went from there to Clark.
Okay.
And when he got, so he's coming back, they gave him the Pope, and he volunteered to spend a year on Aleutian Island as to go back to Pope again.
That's, by the way, that's no, saying Pope. Something. That Vietnam. Is really saying something.
I was at Seymour Town.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, ma'am.
For the work you and Molly and Vince have put into.
And Jamie, too. Jamie over here.
Yes. Oh, just by the way, they asked me to come in. You're like, this doesn't work. It's like, I didn't put the thing together. They asked me to come in and help, and so that's what I did.
Well, I'm glad. I think the community needs to work together. Thank you for running.
That's what I wanted to do, is stop the contention.
I think that is really job one.
Because I've known these two for.
But I can't really speak because I didn't run for the board, so I'm just going to stand over here with my phone to the law.
We are doing everything we can to do what you guys want. if you, I don't know if you're familiar, but I have a website, bphoa.info, that you can go to, and there's just tons of stuff out there. Let me see if I can bring it up here real quick. Yeah, here it is right here.
Oh, take that video down.
I will. But I actually had to convert it, and I put it on the website.
It took me like 40 tries to do that video, man. I stuttered.
I read your video.
So, first of all,
what, your website was what?
BP. No, not PB. BP. Yeah, there you go. HOA. Dot info. INFO. And right now I've got his video that he made. Also, I've got what I call important information. I need to update some things, but I do this just out of the goodness of my heart for everyone. But if you come, I want to show you real quick at the bottom. Normally, oops,
okay, yeah, I'm fine.
Normally, if you want to look up like our governing documents, if you went to perm docs and then governing documents,
okay,
you could literally look up like the bylaws, and it's all right there. And it's on my personal server, so it's not going anywhere. And if as much information as I can possibly put out there, I update that regularly.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Good night.
Excuse me. What was your name? What's your name? Vivian, okay, I've seen you. I just can't remember your name. That's good. That's a good. You know what I like when you start talking. That's like, oh yeah, everybody can calm down. You got such a nice calming voice, right? And it's like, okay, great. When you say that, everybody has to, you know, quiet down. It's like, great. It's a way to calm everything down. It's like, have Vivian ask a question.
I was quiet.
Yeah, that might be from something else. Mine just over 4 months. In this scroll. Yeah.